After 8 months, Western Australia is finally open to travellers from New South Wales and Victoria. There had been last-minute concerns the plan to lift the so-called hard border restrictions at midnight could be put on hold after a worker at one of Sydney's quarantine hotels contracted the virus. But Premier Mark McGowan says the advice from WA's Chief Health Officer is that there is minimal risk. Hot, dry and windy weather is expected to hinder ongoing firefighting efforts on Fraser Island today. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services crews managed to save the township of Happy Valley from a bushfire that came very close to tearing through the small community yesterday afternoon. But watch and act alerts are still in place for several parts of the island. Britain will begin administering the first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine later today. About 800,000 inoculations are expected to be available within the first week, with the UK ordering enough to vaccinate 20 million people. Those aged over the age of 80, healthcare workers and carers will be first in line to receive the vaccine. And South Australia's revamped hotel quarantine system is set for its first big test, with international travellers set to land in Adelaide again. Overseas flights were paused due to the recent Parafield outbreak. Despite promising a dedicated facility, the government says any confirmed coronavirus patients will be taken to two floors of a Medi hotel in central Adelaide as an interim measure.